This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the resumption of construction work on the Andhra Pradesh capital Amravati and inaugurated other road and railway projects worth 58,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh's aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes.
Ek naya Amravati, ek naya Andhra. अमरावती वो धरती है जहां परंपरा और प्रगति दोनों साथ चलते हैं, जहां बौद्ध विरासत की शांति भी है और विकसित भारत के निर्माण की ऊर्जा भी है। आज यहां करीब 60,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण किया गया। ये प्रोजेक्ट सिर्फ कंक्रीट का निर्माण नहीं है, ये आंध्र प्रदेश की आकांक्षाओं की, विकसित भारत की उम्मीदों की मजबूत।
He said the country has focused extensively on physical, digital and social infrastructure over the past 10 years. Mr. Modi added that India is among the nations whose infrastructure is developing rapidly and Andhra Pradesh is also benefiting from this progress. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringyam International Deepwater Multi-Purpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringyam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
इस सी पोर्ट को 8,800 करोड़ रुपीस की लागत से तैयार किया गया है। यहाँ दुनिया के बड़े मालवाहक जहाज आसानी से आ सकेंगे। अभी तक भारत का 75% ट्रांसशिपमेंट भारत के बाहर के पोर्ट पर होता था। इससे देश को बहुत बड़ा रेवेन्यू लॉस होता आया है। ये परिस्थिति अब बदलने जा रही है। अब देश का पैसा देश के काम आएगा। जो पैसा बाहर जाता वो केरला और विरिंगम के लोगों के लिए नई इकोनॉमिक अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा।
The WAVES declaration was adopted today during the global media dialogue and the member nations agreed to collaborate on giving voice to traditions and heritage. The delegates from 77 countries participated in the global media dialogue at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav chaired the event. The participating countries agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism, and responsible advertising. The WAVES Bazaar has recorded confirmed business transactions worth 254 crore rupees across the film, music, animation, radio and VFX sectors in the first 1.5 days of WAVES 2025. Speaking to the media, Sanjay Jaju, Secretary, Minister of Information and Broadcasting, stated that with two more days remaining in this landmark summit, the figure is expected to rise significantly. Achieving another milestone, a film project titled Khirki Gao from the viewing room vertical of WAVES, Bazaar has finalized its post-production and VFX deal with the Asian Cinema Fund, the business fund market of the Busan International Film Festival. The project is valued at 2 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu has said that senior citizens are an important part of the family and they act as an emotional pillar for the family. Addressing an event, Aging with Dignity at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said advice of senior citizens is important for the guidance of the society. India and Denmark have signed a renewed memorandum of understanding to strengthen energy cooperation. The MOU will support India's ambitious target of achieving net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster knowledge exchange and technological collaboration between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy solutions. Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that the renewed energy cooperation expresses the mutual commitment of India and Denmark to foster sustainable development. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss and elected to bowl against Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.